Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Good morning. Here we are. We're going to make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. So the top story is the government appears as though it is going to open again soon. U.S. senators reached a bipartisan deal last night that would resume federal funding and end a shutdown that stretched a record 40 days and forced many government operations to grind to a halt. The deal between the Dems and Republican senators, just the first step to halting the shutdown, came as authorities warned U.S. air travel could soon slow to a trickle as thousands more flights were canceled or delayed over the weekend. Outlets including CNN and Fox reported lawmakers had reached a stopgap agreement to fund the government through January after wrangling over health care subsidies, food benefits, and President Donald Trump's firing of federal employees. As news of the breakthrough emerged, Trump told reporters when he arrived at the White House after a weekend at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, he said, "It looks like we're getting very close to the shutdown ending." The Republican-led Senate swiftly held a procedural vote Sunday aimed at moving the legislative measure forward. The vote appeared to have support from enough Democrats to advance. Once it clears the Senate, then it needs to pass the House, which it really already did, but then head to Trump's desk for his signature, a process that could take days. It shouldn't, but it could. Yep. Earlier on Sunday, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said if the shutdown continued, number of flights being snarled or cut would multiply while Americans gear up to travel with Thanksgiving holidays later this month. So
not fun.
Yeah. So hopefully this is the deal. It will be done. And it's just a matter of, you know, going through the signing.
Yeah. But unfortunately, because of the whole flights, I mean, until this is said and done, they're continuing to slow down.
Well, I just wonder out loud that, just say, for air traffic controllers, for instance, mm-hmm. now they know the end is in sight.
Right.
Would that, when they say, hey, all right, man, well, I'm going to get back to it.
You would hope.
I mean, some of them have said, I think there were Democrats that some of these, and it might have been a Republican, I'm not sure, but something along the lines of, some of these people, meaning air traffic controllers, uh-huh. had to get second jobs during this period.
Okay.
Now, air traffic controllers, make a decent paycheck.
I've had a couple in my family in the past. They did very well for themselves.
For average, I would say maybe double what law enforcement gets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, why would you have to take a second job? And what in the world are you going to do as a side hustle that's going to get you anywhere near?
You could direct traffic really well at a parking lot.
Yeah, for what?
Yeah.
$6 an hour or whatever?
Exactly.
Be a Walmart greeter?
Yeah, what are they going to go do as that second job? And it's not like they've missed two or three paychecks.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're looking for the anomaly. They're trying to make it bad just for the news.
I hate when they do that, they exaggerate stories, you know?
But we see it over and over.
Oh, yes, we do.
They lie.
All right, so that is good news. And Democrats, apparently, they're saying they caved on government funding, will receive nothing for ending Schumer's shutdown. Well, but they never deserved anything. It never should have been shut down. Mm-mm. They should have signed off, like Republicans did, on the 13 CRs that went through while Biden was president. That's all they had to do, sign off on it. But they wanted to make an issue. So they created the pain.
Well,
they created the pain.
And then the lies about, you know, mentioned it briefly last hour, funding that had a sunset date, that they, bills that they, the Democrats, put into place, knew it was going to end, are now acting like Republicans are taking money away.
Well, because they know the mainstream media will go right along with that.
That is such a bold-faced lie.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
That's frustrating.
It is, indeed. Hey, listen to this. I just saw this story. BBC head Tim Davie resigns over doctored footage of Trump's January 6th speech in documentary.
Uh-oh.
He's pretty high position. Director General of the BBC resigned Sunday amid this scandal after the British state broadcaster shared doctored footage of that event. Tim Davie, who has headed up the publicly funded media outlet for 5 years, said he was taking ultimate responsibility for recent quote-unquote mistakes made in a statement published by the BBC. Like all public organizations, the BBC is not perfect. We must always be open, transparent, and accountable. While not being the only reason, the current debate around BBC News has understandably contributed to my decision. In the statement, though, it did not mention President Trump by name. He said, overall, the BBC is delivering well, but there have been some mistakes made, and as director general, I have to take ultimate responsibility. His resignation and that of the CEO of BBC News, Deborah Turnus, came after it was revealed that the BBC's flagship news program, Panorama, spliced together two clips of Trump speaking on January 6th, implying that he had directly told his supporters to storm the Capitol.
Oh, my goodness. How blatant does it get?
And that's the BBC.
And they're usually, you know, a little more...
Well, they have their leanings like everybody else.
Yes.
And it's not like corporate said, hey, yeah, let's doctor this up.
Well, that's true, too.
No, that was done by an editor.
Yeah.
Some smart aleck with an agenda.
Sounds kind of like the the January 6th committee here in the United States.
Why, it sure does.
Just,
doesn't
just re-edit
it?
Re-edit a few things, just re-tag it and describe it inefficiently, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
They lie.
The program, which aired a week before the 2024 presidential election, completely misled viewers by showing Trump telling supporters he was going to walk with them to the Capitol and fight like hell. Yeah, it didn't. Those clips were not together originally. Mm-hmm. President Trump's full quote was that we would walk with supporters to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
What were those two words at the start of the P?
Peacefully and patriotically.
That doesn't sound like violence to me.
No, it doesn't. But the BBC segment made the president say things he never actually said by editing together the footage from the start of the speech with a separate quote nearly an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly an hour later.
But we know how it is. People will see that just like they saw the Virginia stuff, and they will swear up and down. They know what they heard. They know what they saw. But it was wrong.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and it goes back to if you see it with your own eyes, you can't trust it, especially now.
Oh.
I mean, luckily there's historical record here. People can go back and look and see the speech.
But they have to actually do that.
Well, that's, I mean, it's sick. First of all, do you really think you're going to completely get away with it?
American press certainly feel like they do, and I guess the BBC, in this case, somebody thought they were going to.
Well, they had Tim Davey. I mean, he resigned over this. Well, they said there could have been other issues, too, but this was pretty, that's pretty blatant.
Oh, yeah. To totally take two pieces and put together.
Well, we've seen them do that before, and to some extent, both sides, when they would edit, like when they're doing an ad, a campaign ad, against their opponent.
That's irritating.
They would take the snippets and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop it, people.
But this one was supposed to be a documentary. Mm. They specifically put it together to make it sound like it was a call to arms almost.
Wow.
Hey, Texas Governor Greg Abbott officially has launched his campaign for a historic fourth term Sunday. We'll check in and give you some information about that and everything else that's going on. Cold is the big thing that everyone's going to be talking about it. And it's chilly now, but it's going to get a lot colder. Details on that is coming up as well. All right. Happy Monday. It's 8:15. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm all cried out.
Yeah?
Those gators. Finally over it.
I was going to ask what was wrong. I understand.
8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Boy, Kentucky just tore us a new uniform. Uh-huh. I don't know, 38-7. 38-7.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Enough tears to fill a swamp.
Indeed. Yep. And to add insult to injury, the Jags gave up a lead, lost. Bucks gave up a lead, lost. Miami, though, the Dolphins, they were the bright spot, beating highly rated Buffalo, 30-13. So good for Miami fans, right? But the big deal was at the, well, I was going to say the Lions game, but it was actually in Washington. At the Washington game, whatever they call that team, and formerly known as the Redskins. So the Lions went in there and whipped up on him pretty good. But President Trump was there. He did a flyover. Everybody was cheering. He came in and got in the broadcast booth for a little bit and stuff. I thought he did a great job just chit-chatting with the guys. And but it was quite the flyover. In fact, he even said it was the greatest flyover. So, well, there you go. What more do you need to know? And I want to thank everybody that showed up for the 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride, honoring our veterans. And this has been handled by a few different groups through the years because it's a lot of work. And we thank American Hometown Veteran Assist for all the great work they did. They were the beneficiaries of the funds that were raised. And basically, when veterans are in trouble, they help to fill in the cracks. Like, the VA is not going to come and put gas in your car, right? Or help you with a car repair or pay your rent because it's, you know, you're short that month or whatever. These are the kinds of things that they do on a regular basis. So everybody was supporting that, and it was awesome. Kicked it off at AmVets Post 88 near Archer. And it was just, it was an excellent crowd. And then when we got to Suwanee County Fairgrounds, you had the folks riding in from the north. They were coming from the Tallahassee Harley dealership. So, yeah, a bunch of people from Gainesville Harley, a bunch of people from Tallahassee Harley, a bunch of individual riders, a bunch of clubs. My buddy's the Iron Triangle, throwing that out there for you. And I don't know what we had as far as a total. I think it was well over 100 bikes, but I don't have an exact number. But thanks to everybody. And, you know, here we are. Veterans Day is tomorrow. And so a good cause and proud to be a part of it personally. And Greg was busy with the Beyond Bourbon event. And that goes to benefit Ronald McDonald House. And you had a great time out there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic crowd. Food was amazing, as always. And, of course, raising money for the house for North Central Florida. It was awesome.
Yeah, we're the official radio sponsor of the Ronald McDonald House. And Greg said he couldn't get enough food from Embers.
Mm-hmm.
His pockets were full when he left. Filet mignon falling out of his sport coat.
No, I didn't drop any.
No, I bet you didn't. So that was great. You were out there. That's at Santa Fe River Ranch, which I've heard nothing but awesome things all about. So sounds like good people coming together for another excellent cause. I love it. I mentioned this earlier but didn't really dig into it. Texas Governor Greg Abbott officially launched his campaign. He's going for a historic fourth term. Yep. He delivered a fiery re-election announcement speech that doubled down on conservative priorities and praised President Donald Trump's border policies. Speaking to a packed crowd at East River 9 Golf Course in Houston, Abbott unveiled a bold agenda focused on property tax relief, border security, and economic freedom. Quote, Texas is the blueprint for America's future. He touted the state's top rankings in job creation, business development, and innovation. Since I've been your governor, Texas is number one for new jobs, number one for the best state for doing business, number one for business relocations and expansions, and number one for electrical generation. Wow. So, yeah, go ahead and pat yourself on the back. In fact, anybody considering moving south from New York because Mom Donnie is your new whack job mayor, come south and then go a little west.
Okay.
And enjoy the Lone Star State.
Yes. Perfect.
Because we filled up. Yeah. We's all filled up round here. A crowd of about 1,500 people gathered to support Abbott as he kicked off his bid. This would be historic fourth term. And he does have a lot to brag about. And we've always kind of, Governor DeSantis and even before him, they've always had kind of a friendly kind of rivalry.
But they think a lot alike. They mm-hmm. work well together, and that's fun. So that's cool.
Well, look, you've got Texas and Florida. That helps to cancel out California and New York, basically.
Hey, do what we got to do, right?
Yeah. We need another. We need another major player.
Uh-huh.
All right. We'll see. But anyway, he is announced, and I don't know what the poll numbers say. I think he's still got, you know, a lot of support. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. And you've got the expansion on the betting, cheating on the betting and all that. Now it's involving, you know, baseball players that they've named. One guy even had a text like, oops, sorry about that, after he was supposed to throw a ball. And he did, but the batter swung at it anyway. And so a bet that apparently he participated in with another person, of course, they lost that bet. This is, it's getting a little crazy. And, you know, whether you want to spend your money on betting or whatever, I guess it's your business. I would say, you know, make sure you got your bills paid first. And if you do it for a sense of entertainment, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, the president is going to give us a little pocket change.
Really? I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll
he's going to hit us all up for about $2,000, baby. Lay it on me, brother.
Now we're talking.
Lay it on me. Would that be too large or too extra large?
It'd be just fine.
It'd be just fine. President Donald Trump said Sunday people who do not support tariffs are fools, and at the same time he vowed to use a revenue generated from duties to fund a $2,000 dividend for Americans, of which I will not turn down. I'm getting old. I got to take everything I can get. Signs that say, get off my lawn! Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We've got a lot more to talk about. Baby formula recall, in case you haven't heard already. But the big story, the shutdown looks like it's over. Not completely over, but pretty much over. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way next. It is 8:29, and we know you're busy. We make it easy with the Bob Rose Show podcast, so you can get every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday. We're going to make it great. It's 8:36 right now. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. And break out the fur.
Oof, telling you.
And a couple of logs. Get ready for the fire because it is going to be pretty chilly today and then getting very cold overnight. So look out for your plants, your animals, and Granny. Bring her in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she loves the front porch and all, but it's going to be way too cold.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many blankets you can put on her. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've got the weather to contend with. It's okay. It's Florida. This too shall pass.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a nice little break. Actually, you get a freeze, and it does help to kill back some of the bugs. Mm-hmm. It really does. So we'll take it. All right. From the Blaze. This is a huge story. Former Capitol Police officer is a forensic match for January 6th pipe bomber.
Uh-oh.
Former Capitol Police officer. I was listening to Glenn Beck when he was talking about this last week, and they couldn't publish the story yet. They had to make sure that high up in the communities, the intel, whatever, because they were getting help on this. They were working with the FBI to some extent. And this is actually helping the FBI with their case. Now, I'm waiting for other media outlets to jump on this. If they have, I just haven't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. So you've got video of somebody wearing like kind of baggy pants, a hoodie, kind of face down, but, you know, you could see if you look at it for a while, especially if you get the live motion one, you could see how it would appear to be a woman.
Right.
Well,
who knows enough to try to avoid looking into any cameras?
Yes, because she's a trained law enforcement officer. What they did was they got video and they studied her gait, the way she walked, the way she moved. She just has a very mild limp as well. And then they used other footage from the Capitol to compare it to her when she's on regular duty.
Uh-huh.
And they believe it's between a 96 and 98% match. And one of the other interesting things is that, you know, the Blaze folks have been digging in and, you know, and working on this for a while. Well, the FBI, when they put out the video, they purposefully downsampled the frame rate. They purposefully made it difficult to use the latest technology to blow up that video so that, you know, it'd be very difficult for others to analyze it.
This just gets slimier and slimier, if that's a word.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to this. The pipe bomb video that Blaze News used in its analysis was not the footage released by the FBI. A video sleuth who embarked on a more than a year-long investigation told Blaze News that the footage made public by the FBI was manipulated to downsample the frame rate. Although it shows the same scene as the FBI video, the clip used by Blaze News comes from another source and is much clearer. With much smoother motion. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Yeah. So, right now, this investigation points to one woman. And, again, you know, 98%, they're saying. And other things. There's other things to go along with it. It's not just the video analysis. And so here's the deal. They analyzed this, and apparently they believe that it is Shawnee Ray Kirkhoff, 31, of Alexandria, Virginia. She was a Capitol Police officer at the time.
Now, you say was. She unemployed now? She get fired? What happened?
She left in mid-2021 for a security detail at
yes.
the CIA.
Wow, they'll really show her, won't they? Hey, pipe bombs, get a promotion.
That's really? Kind of what it sounds like if you connect the dots, right?
Wow.
You do us a little favor, we scratch your back.
Yeah, a little pay raise, your nice Alphabet agency gig, sure.
CIA spokeswoman Liz Lyons stated that the subject worked in campus security. Kirkhoff's residence, Alexandria, Virginia, appeared to be under the watch of law enforcement officers on Friday night. That's not too long after, I believe, Glenn Beck was talking about it. Mm-hmm. Blaze News editor-in-chief Christopher Bedford was pulled over by local police after stopping to observe the home, but he was then allowed to leave. The FBI, which failed to solve the case in nearly 5 years of investigation. I mean, think about it. It's the FBI. You know, they hunted down and found people that showed up on video that was a lot poorer quality. And that these are no-name people, live out in the hinterlands. Boy, they were able to chase them down. You know, that they said were part of the whole January 6th thing.
Right.
But they couldn't actually solve who planted bombs.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they failed to solve the case after nearly 5 years of investigation, but indicated that it was closing in after Blaze News brought its investigation to intelligence sources.
Mm.
And apparently, when they were kind of like staked out or whatever,
yeah.
the FBI was next door to the pipe bomber, as it turns out now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and one special agent, former FBI special agent, Kyle Serafin, he said the FBI put us one door away from the pipe bomber within days of January 6th, and then we were deliberately pulled away for no logical investigative reasoning.
Yeah, and, no one should have find them.
Yeah, everything about wow. that tells me that they were involved in a cover-up and have been since day one. They were blanking in on it, he said. Mm-hmm. And he proposed at one point doing a knock and talk at the door of an Air Force civilian employee whose address was tied to a vehicle that picked up the bomb suspect in Falls Church, Virginia on January 5th. That's when those bombs were dropped off. Serafin's team, this former FBI agent, back then he was on the team, spent 2 days watching the man. But Serafin's request to go face to face with the person of interest was denied. And the team was pulled off the case the same night.
Wow.
So here you have video footage that's clear, clearly was doctored by the FBI.
Yeah.
In 5 years, nearly 5 years of investigation, couldn't figure out who the pipe bomber was. Yeah. And here you have some investigative reporters working for the Blaze. And it looks like... it's starting to be figured out.
Wow.
I just find that.
But again, not at all shocking to us. You called so much of this ahead of time as to who was involved. We're watching the videos. We're watching them move barricades, open doors, look like they're giving a tour. I mean, yes, you had the violent ones. You had the ones who were doing things they shouldn't have been. But then all the lies that came out. From that committee.
January 6th committee.
Oh, yeah. Biden, every time he could, would talk about the police officers who were killed that day.
Yeah, which was an utter and complete lie. Not true at all.
No.
Yeah, if you go back over it, really, you talk about a piece of propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And thanks to people like, you know, Glenn Beck and and Tucker Carlson for releasing that earlier footage of Inside the Capitol. That was very telling.
Yeah, the unedited versions.
Yep.
Yep.
Medical school is told, quit teaching anything that has to do with gender in terms of medicine. Did I mention it's a medical school?
Okay.
Because the LGBT community is unhappy. Details on that. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise, as long as you got some wool socks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be chilly today and very cold tonight. So take the appropriate steps to protect plants, life, like pets, and grannies and grandpas. Get them off the porch. Get them inside. Get them near the fireplace if you have one. This is one of the 10 days you get to use it here in Florida.
I mean, we're talking like 29 degrees tonight.
Woo!
Close to it, yeah.
That's cold.
That's cold.
That's cold. That's when, you know, you start to feel it in your hands. You're like, oof. I should have my gloves with me. Yes.
Might want to start thinking about where they are today.
That's a great, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
I like that, Greg. You're very helpful sometimes.
I'm a helper.
All right, so the incoming governor of Virginia was on with Marge Brennan here, Face the Nation, you know, CBS, you know, gobbledygook. Crying about money being withheld from the federal government if, you know, the folks at the university level don't shape up, basically. Oh, she said, our universities are under attack. This is Spanberger. And yes, we're going to compel Congress, you know, for research dollars and take certain actions. And if this is overreach as governor, I will be clear-eyed about ensuring that we have structures in place, including boards of visitors across our university that want to defend academic freedom. And frankly, the viability and vitality of an extraordinary institution like University of Virginia. Did you hear what she said? They want to defend academic freedom.
What is their definition of academic freedom?
Well,
from their perspective.
Theirs comes probably from the left and is very pro-DEI and things like that. Well, that's interesting because they have a different kind of problem at Washington State University, which from that area of the country, I can go so far as to say, might find some like-minded lefty folks out there similar to Spanberger, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get this in a nutshell, but basically there's a medical education course as part of the, you know, you want to be a doctor, part of the medical training program at Washington State University that talks about some of the options and how to treat things like gender dysphoria. Remember, that's how the whole thing, that's how it was kind of labeled and started out. It's dysphoria.
Right.
Because there is a disconnect between what you biologically are and what you mentally or emotionally think or want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so all they wanted to do was look at different things. Basically here, guidance on the benefits, risks, and ethical considerations of medical interventions for gender dysphoric youth. And said that they want to address topics such as transgender identities and the brain. And if I can cut to the chase, basically what they're trying to say is, hey, maybe some psychotherapy may be more effective and helpful in these cases before you go to the extreme of, you know, filling them full of hormones and mm-hmm. mutilating their bodies. Now, there's some further interesting. First of all, so this whole program has been suspended. And they said, we're perplexed by how quickly the governing body acted to open an inquiry into the course and by how rapidly it was suspended. The timing was striking. It occurred almost immediately after an activist published a blog post criticizing the course from the LGBTQ community. And they said, this simply isn't enough time to have meaningful review of several hours of educational content for factual accuracy or compliance. In other words, they jumped the gun on this thing. They said, oh, yeah, we're going to suspend that program because somebody in the LGBTQ community spoke out and didn't like it. Well, listen, there's a broad trend in medical education where asking scientific questions in gender medicine is treated as inherently suspect. In other words, what are you trying to do? What are you getting at? Well, what they want is the best outcome for the patient, where others have another agenda. And basically, because I'm running out of time, in Europe, they're already far ahead of the curve. Authorities in UK, Sweden, Finland, after conducting systematic evidence reviews, have moved toward more cautious psychotherapy-first approaches for gender dysphoric youth. Those developments have received almost no representation in these American CME programs. Because of the power of the people who push an agenda. Yep. So back to the whole idea of academic freedom. That doesn't sound like academic freedom to me.
Not a bit.
Huh. So it's all how it fits their definition of academic freedom. Yeah. We've exposed another one. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, 97.3 The Sky.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.